Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was just listening to the news this morning, and I try to, you know, just kind of limit that. You pick your sources. But I heard that it was said in the news, and it's so profound. I mean, it's so profound. You know, the truth, sometimes it hurts us. You know, it's like, yeah, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Right.
And the president said, Barack Obama said, reportedly by the news, mm-hmm. he said that, because the United Nations, he talked about that not only do we need to protect the defamation of the Prophet Muhammad, but also Jesus Christ, when things are happening, and he stood up for, you know, all religious leaders and prophets and all that type of thing, which was pretty, you know, hey, you know, but they've been, you know, ridiculing, you know, Jesus for years.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see radical Islam be supportive of Jesus, but we would be very happy for that.
Right.
Anyway, but this is what he said. He said, you know, his policies and things he's going on, and it appears, you know, if a man's values are measured by his policies, then you kind of see his values.
Mm-hmm.
And he made this statement, and this is a statement that was reportedly he said yesterday on the campaign trail, was that I am a Christian like most Americans are. So the first way you can take that, you could say, like, well, most Americans are Christian, and mm-hmm. he's one amongst the many Americans. But then that's not how it came over to me in my spirit. It came over to my spirit was that he's telling the truth about America. We can't, you know, we can't be politically correct in our own. We got to be honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I am a Christian like most Americans. And I'm adding this part, are Christians. What I allow on my life and what I do, most Christians do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is Jehoiakim, if he is a set man by God, and we believe that God's put him in place, mm-hmm. Chuck Pierce confirmed it, we've seen it, and that the reason why President Barack Obama is in this office right this moment is because God wanted him there. He's God's set man. And what did he say? He said yesterday on the campaign trail, you know, that I am a Christian like most Americans are Christians. In other words, if you look at me, you're looking at yourself.
Yep.
I'm like, man, what a rebuke.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And so many people just jump on that and say, well, that's not true. No, if you actually, it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, we won't go on all the statistics and stuff, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to, you know, Chrislam, you know, you have Christian churches merging with Islam and calling it Chrislam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, think about it. Is he any different than that? He's not any different than that.
Right,
he's a Christian just like that crew's a Christian,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, you know, although the Bible says this, we don't even, you know, it's just not that important,
right.
You know, so we just kind of skip over that. Well, that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So is he somebody way out there, or is he just a reflection of the American people?
Right.
Is God showing us the condition of the heart of the church? He didn't say I'm like the people in the world. He said, I'm a Christian like most Americans are. It's like, wow. You know, I mean, what can you say to that? You know, because we vote for a president and we put them in office, he comes from amongst us. He is one of us. And so, you know, people say, you know, how could this be? Like, he's one of us, you know? And quite often he could be a reflection of us.
Right.
And what he said was that he is a Christian like most Americans are.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically speaking, looking at what's being reported and seeing how the church is presently acting and doing or not doing, I don't think he's lying.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
It's pretty accurate. And, you know, maybe it was a prophetic rebuke to the church to say, you know, you get your act right and I'll get my act right.
Mm.
You know, you want better leadership, you need to follow God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But if he's God sent man, and I really believe he is, I really believe he's not there because of somebody, whatever, whatever. I believe God wanted him there. And Chuck Pierce confirmed that, like I said, and God has spoken, you know, to us about it. But he also showed us some other things. And that's why you need to pray for those in authority over you. Pray for our president. Pray for his family and his wife and his cabinet and all of our legislatures. You know, pray that they would hear from God. Pray protection over them. You know, pray for our Secret Service who protects our president. Pray that they would be men and women of integrity who has the Constitution engraved, you know, so to speak, on their hearts and sees the importance of protecting and keeping our president because he represents an idea. He represents every president that's ever been there. It's not about them, but it's about the idea that they represent, that one of us leads for a period of time and then we step down. That's what, you know, when Bill Clinton was being interviewed yesterday, the day before, they asked him and said, you know, Pierston brought some the British man who has on CNN interview show that took Larry King's place. He said, you know, did you ever think about a third term for president? You know, and he paused and thought about it, you know, for a little bit. And obviously you do if you're in. But he said something so correct and so encouraging. It was so encouraging to hear him say this because it kind of, it's like everybody forgot. Everybody's forgotten so many things about America. But President Clinton said, you know, that our founding fathers had an idea that we would lead, that one of us would lead for a period of time, but then we wouldn't. I'm summarizing this. And you can see it on Broad or Pearson. I can't think of his first name.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And, and then step down and let someone else, because it should never be that long in one man's hands. And that was their idea. Even though you could, you know, term limits were voted in after FDR, you know, because they were just hanging on to him. Maybe he can get us through this. What's interesting is that this president administration read FDR's autobiography when they first got in. They gave it to everybody. And he stayed in for three terms. I think he was voted in for the fourth term, but he died in the fourth term. But so many things were ingrained at that time that nobody really knew about, because what happens when new power comes in, new leaders come in, they're able to look through all the whatever was going on and kind of reveal things to the American people, and it kind of keeps us healthy. It was real refreshing to hear, you know, his viewpoint about that and to remind us that, you know, it's important, these term limits are important. So something good comes in, yeah, you know, we lose that when they pull out. But when something bad comes in, it only stays for a limited amount of time. We think about it.
Yeah.
You know, we can get through this, you know, either way. And so that it was just brilliant. You know, the founding fathers and the U.S. Constitution is brilliant. The last thing we want to do is do away with it. And we have to rethink how we're looking at our founding fathers' document, the Constitution, because just because the world's changing does not mean we want to change anything about our constitutional rights, even if it means we make less money as a nation. Even if it means we have to kind of restrict ourselves in some areas of how we're going to share our information, which should be private and personal and not available to the world, you know, and just rethink it before we lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, praise God. And then amazing, he says, I'm a Christian like most Americans. You know, and, you know, I'm always a positive thinker about, well, you know, as he's right. He's totally right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.